How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. First off, thanks very much for your time. I understand you've got a whole stack of these to get through. So before we actually talk about your fight, I just wanted to very quickly ask you what you made of Dominic Cruz's performance on Sunday, having come back through all those injuries. I mean, what did you make of it?
He's superhuman, you know. Comes back from three ACLs and a torn groin, and you know, I know what knee surgery is like, so that's no joke. And I would have lost my mind, and long before the third one. So it's just a testament to the kind of guy that is. Thought he put on a hell of a performance. I really thought the fight could have gone either way. I'm glad it wasn't a draw. I know that much. But yeah, I really can't say enough about it. You know, I'm not so sure Dominic Cruz likes me, but goddamn, hats off to him.
Great stuff. I had the chance to very briefly chat to you at UFC 189 on that big media day that we had back then. And obviously you were fielding a lot of questions about your training camp over at Rufus Sport. We're 6 months on from then. How much would you say you've improved and developed as a mixed martial artist since then?
Can I say 1,000%? Because I get better every day, you know. So that's what really kind of excites me about this whole thing is, like, I know how much I've grown since the last time I talked to you. I know how much I've improved since the first time I stepped foot in Duke's gym. And looking at June or July as a fight date, I just get kind of chubbed up thinking how much better I'm going to be, from now until then. So I get better every day.
And you mentioned possibly fighting in June or July. I think Dana White sort of floated the possibility that your debut could be at UFC 199. I would guess you'd rather be on UFC 200. Or if UFC 199 happened to be in Chicago, maybe that might sway things a little bit. I mean, what's your preference?
It's really kind of weird. I'd rather be on 200 because monetarily I'd be making more money, and that's the big show. But I'm not doing this whole thing for money, so it almost kind of doesn't matter to me. But since it's only a month later, it's like, why don't we just push it? I don't know if I would want the first fight to be in Chicago. I don't think I would want to deal with people asking me for free tickets.
I think you'll probably get that anyway, to be fair. Obviously, it looks like we may have an opponent for you. He looks Mickey Gall is the guy they seem to have earmarked as a potential opponent. He's got to get through a fight first. But the way he's actually got himself into a position, you know, on that looking for a fight show, fighting in front of Dana White, and he grabbed the microphone and asked for it. I mean, as someone who's made his living making your mic time count, is that something you can appreciate and relate to, the fact that he's grabbed that mic and made it happen for himself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like all the other guys who are, talking behind a computer. He recognized his audience. He knew that he had Dana's ear. He was front row and center, for his fight, and he called me out, I wouldn't say calculated. It was just right place, right time, and he did what he had to do. He didn't let that opportunity slip through his fingers.
And am I right in thinking you're going to be fighting under the name of CM Punk rather than Phil Brooks? Is that right?
Yeah.
Are we gonna, given that we're sort of getting towards fight time, are we gonna get any bleed through from some of your old promo cutting skills? Are we gonna start to see a little bit of that seeping into things as we get closer, or is it proper sort of game?
I got
stuff?
No plans. I have no plans to have any kind of a fabricated persona. But if it gets personal, I'm sure I'd have a dozen quick-witted things to say, but I don't really feel the need that it's going to get personal, you know? Like, I got nothing personal against him. I'm going to beat him up and choke him, and it's just business.
And I understand you're going to be there when he makes his debut. So obviously you're going to have a little bit of scouting on him as you go into the fight. Obviously this is your first professional fight, so he's going to have nothing on you. Is that, how much of an advantage is that going to be for you going in as pretty much an unknown quantity?
I think that helps a lot. You know, I'm a mystery. And a lot of people like to throw the pro wrestling card out there, like, oh, he's a fake wrestler. And that's great. That's great for me. I want them to think that. I want them to think that I'm not training and, you know, they're in for an easy night, because it's the exact opposite. And it's going to be a rude awakening for whoever I fight, if that's their attitude about it.
And does the fact that there seems to be a sizable group of people out there who are almost waiting for you to fail in this, this is a massive change for you. It's come late in your career. And I dare say there's probably a few UFC fighters who are just waiting to sort of jump all over this as well. Does that only serve to fire you up even more as you head into this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt my feelings. You know, I understand the criticism levied at me, especially from anybody who stepped into the cage, you know. You know, life gives you opportunities, and you either sit on your ass and you watch them whiz by you, or you jump on them. You know, I jumped on this opportunity. I'm not sorry about it, and I'm not living my life for you know, any fans or any fighters that want to see me fail. I'm living life for me.
Absolutely. When your signing was announced, it was announced as a multi-fight deal. Are you able to tell me how many fights you actually signed on for?
Yeah, I signed for 8.
Okay. And how many of those are you anticipating getting through in the next, let's say, 18 months?
9.
Staying active, I like it. What's the
I can't honestly answer how many I'm gonna have. We'll wait and see how the first one goes, you know. But there's definitely be, you know, there's gonna be 8 at least, you know.
Right. Okay. That's good to hear. I mean, what's the immediate plan for you now? I know, obviously, as soon as it was announced that you were going to be doing this, you were straight over there to Rufus Sport, and you've been working solidly on your game. Are you effectively in a fight camp now? Do things ramp up? Does it all do things change, or is it just a continuation of what you're doing?
You know, because of the way Rufus Sport works, you know, it's a true team. So there's people that are fighting on the 30th. And you know, it's just going to be nice to, once I'm in, you know, full-time, you know, me camp, as I like to call it, I won't so much be a training partner. It'll be other people being my training partner. So, you know, right now, I'm still pretty much just a training partner for everybody, and I do what it takes to get them ready. You know, we got a group of guys that, you know, we hang out, we go to the gym after we're done at the gym, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm here right now to help guys, to push them to make their fights. And, you know, once my date gets announced and I have a solid opponent, like, it's going to be the same. So, you know, that's just kind of the day-to-day thing at Rufus Sport. We're just at it every day, and we push each other.
Fantastic. And I know time's a bit tight, so I'll make this my last one. And thanks very much for your time again. People obviously know you as a professional wrestler. We don't know you yet as a mixed martial artist. When CM Punk steps into the octagon to make his debut later this year, what can people expect from you?
Well, I expect people to be disappointed. You know, I expect all those people that think I'm going to get knocked out in 10 seconds to be disappointed. I expect people to bet against me and lose their money. I expect people to, you know, get divorced because they're upset, and their wife wanted me to win and they wanted me to lose, you know. But the people who have stood by me and support me, you know, it's just going to be business as usual. They know what kind of person I am, and they know how I am in the gym. And once that cage door shuts, you know, it's between 1 minute and 15 minutes before the fight ends and my hand gets raised.
Fantastic. Well, really appreciate the time again. Hopefully I'll be there to watch it from Octagon side, and I'll hopefully get to chat to you before the fight. Hope preparation goes well, and thanks again. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.